Well, I do think that one of the things that people find so hard to do is talk about money. And no matter how, and I have clients who I keep saying, okay, you need to tell me your budget. And then they, you know, and they do everything, they answer every other question but that. And there's that fear, I think, that if they tell you $25,000, it's going to be $35,000. If they have $35,000 to spend, they want, they're going to tell you $25,000 because they figure you're going to go over. But the problem is, as I say to them, I don't want to get surprised that I'm assuming it's 15 and suddenly you're like, well, it was five. You know, what do you mean 15,000?
I think that's the most important thing before you begin any project as a designer. You really have to have a very sit down, clear talk, not scary. These are the facts. It's just money. But let's figure out what you have to spend.
You know, let's be on the same page and be honest. I had a client once who had hired me to redo her master bedroom, and they were having the bathroom done, and I was helping with the sort of styling of the bathroom, and she was like, I want people to walk in here and say a designer did this. And she was looking at all, I mean, it was, ended up being beautiful. It was that room that I showed, we talked about in the color one, that sort of Rhine River green blue room. And she was, you know, and she was falling in love with things, and she was a really fun client. But then there was a fabric that she was just dying to have, but there was a 6-week wait on it. And I was like, and she wouldn't really tell me a budget. I kept saying, so is this fine? Yeah, we're okay, we're okay. But she wouldn't tell me numbers. And I was still new enough in doing this that I hadn't quite learned how to be really pushy about that fact yet. And there was a fabric she just adored, and I loved it. And she didn't want to wait for the back order. And I'm like, but if you love it, why wouldn't you wait 6 weeks? It's just for pillows or something like that. And she was like, she finally fessed up that she was putting the house on the market. But she hadn't announced it yet, so she didn't tell me that. And I'm just like, but we wasted time. I wasted time, and therefore, if I waste time, I'm wasting your money because I'm billing you for my time. Mm-hmm. I wasted your money because you didn't tell me that you needed everything to be installed by a certain date. And she had a date in her head. Mm-hmm. And we were 3 months out from that date. I mean, it was a very, it was 4 months. It was a very short turnaround, as it turned out. But tell me that up front. She was willing to spend the money. She just but she didn't have the time. Mm-hmm. And I just never understood that. And she was just like, don't tell anyone. I'm like, well, I won't, but I was the one you should have been telling up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that.
That's strange.
Yeah, it was just very, very strange. And, you know, I went down the road in ways that, you know, like custom carpet, because she wanted something very specific. Well, it turned out not only ultimately she didn't want to pay the money for it, but more importantly, she didn't have the 12 weeks to wait for it.
Mm.
16 weeks or whatever it was going to take. And I wouldn't have wasted my time and the carpet dealer's time picking, you know, patterns and colors and yarn
swatches.
Yeah, but
she paid for it, your time, didn't
she? Yeah, she paid for my time, but I just, you know, I hate wasting people's money, so I felt like, well, you just wasted money, and that was either money I could have been spending on something for her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think communication at any budget range is important, but the
Yeah.
You know, the more important the room, the more important those conversations are to have.
Well, sometimes I think the fastest way to get rid of a client, in my case, is I go ask your husband what the budget is, you know, and have a conversation with your husband, you know, and I'll never hear from him again.
Oh, I know. I have to ask my husband, is the kiss of death. When you hear that,
I never hear from
you never hear from them again.
But you know what? Let me know up front. I don't want to waste my time anymore.
Right. And that's okay. I mean, there's no judgment. And I think that people, you know, we're talking about, you know, mid to high-end design. I mean, there's super high-end. We're not even talking about the $150,000 to $500,000 living rooms. We're talking the under $100,000, which is really moderate in the design world, moderate to, you know, high-ish. Is, you know, there's no criticism involved.
Okay, listen to this. I got a phone call from a reader a couple months ago, and she had interviewed two of the better known designers in Houston that I had blogged about. And she was trying to decide between the two, and she was telling me how she had just bought a 12,000 square foot house, and she was going to redo the entire house top to bottom, new floor, new, you know, paint job. And, you know, what did I think about these two designers? And, you know, I said, well, you know, I'm giving her my honest opinion, blah, blah, blah. And she said one designer wanted her to get rid of all her furniture, and the other designer said she could work with what she had. So I said, well, what is the budget? 12,000 square foot house. Okay. She was doing it top to bottom, new floor, new paint job. What would y'all think would be a budget with a top rate interior designer?
Well, wait, the entire thing. Tell me again.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, over a million.
100,000.
What?
And I that's what I said. I said, did you tell these two designers what your budget was? And she said, no. And I said, that is a living room.
Yeah, no.
Floor and Venetian plaster. She wanted, she wanted Venetian plaster on her wall.
That's, you know, which is a 12,000 square feet. No,
12,000 square feet. Talking on them, and she told me she felt like she was bragging how much money she had.
2 to 3 million, maybe? I mean, honestly.
I said, listen, you need to call these designers and tell them your budget, because I really think you're wasting their time. They're not going to do the job for that. And they didn't do the job. Neither one of them accepted.
No, you wouldn't take that. Yeah, I had a woman call me in, and she was moving here to my area, and she was moving from across the country, and had decided they were going to sell everything they had, and that would help fund buying all new things. Well, of course, you know, you can't sell all old things and buy all new things for the same price. And she was moving from the Midwest to the East Coast, and the prices are very different, and labor is very different. And she was moving, but she was moving to a beautiful home, custom-built home, not for her, but I know the architects, beautiful house. And she was talking about built-ins and a library feel, you know, and all this millwork. And she ultimately wanted to spend $30,000.
What?
And I'm walking around, and I just looked at her. I was like, what? And, you know, I was like, you can't spend, I said, that's minimum per room. And she just looked at me, and I said, you're not going to get this, all that cabinetry you're talking about for less than 15, you know, and that's cheap. And, you know, and she was just like, oh, my husband won't go for that. I was like, well, this is what things cost. And, and you know, she, needless to say, she didn't hire me. And she was just thinking she was moving. She was the country club set and everything. And I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you, but she ended up.
The same thing with that story I just told. The woman had never worked with a designer before, and her husband had just gotten this, you know, new job and was making good money and everything. And she honestly thought that she could do a 12,000 square foot house for $100,000, but divide that up per square foot, you know? I mean,
that's what I was thinking.
Right.
Impossible, especially with a top rate designer. Now, had she gone to a store, you know, like Ethan Allen, maybe, or JCPenney,
that even has a
store, but you can't get Venetian plaster for that.
Right.
You know, that's a $50,000 job alone for a house.
This has been the Skirted Roundtable Saturday Short Edition with Joni Webb from Coat to Texas, Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. Thanks so much. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com, or you can download our podcast from iTunes. Search for the Skirted Roundtable. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll be back next week.